This is a small study about the coping strategies used by dementia carers. In this case, is who some ones cope better than others in similar, even in worse situation. And we analyze it using a brief COP scale, a specific scale to analyze coping strategies in 14 different strategies, grouped it in active and passive strategies. In this case, the idea was to see how carers use different or in the same way these different strategies. And also we use the 13 items orientation to life questionnaire to assess the sense of coherence. And then we divide it or group it in the sense of coherence in quartiles. Then the most important results is that there was differences or differences were not observed in active coping strategies by sense of coherence quartiles. Even the differences appear in passive strategies. When the low sense of coherence quartile or the low with weak sense of coherence group use more passive coping strategies. In this case, different weak sense of coherence groups, but the most difference was in between the first quartile or the highest group of sense of coherence score and the last group. Even that, the significant stretches were also in the all passive, but in the self-dissection, denial, substance abuse, use of instrumental support, venting, blame, and behavioral disengagement. All of these different strategies or passive strategies show differences, and that the idea was to show you the differences in this case in dementia carers was not in the active strategies used to cope to the situation to take care of a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia. Then the focus is in the misuse of passive coping strategies. No? Avoidance strategies to cope with the situation was associated to carers with lower coping abilities or with weak sense of coherence. Thank you.
Thank you, sorry for the problem, because now I just received the other posters, but we're still trying to find them. Is there any comment or question for Oriol? A problem of sense of coherence is always very... Can you leave 1 second more the poster?
Yeah. This one?
Yeah. I think that this is always an interesting point with... how to use this idea of sense of coherence also with different kind of population. And do you think there are other possible development in this in the future, related, for example, with other groups of people with similar difficulties?
Yeah, we previously know that the sense of coherence are different in dementia carers. No? And the group of cars with higher sense of coherence show less burden report, no? Or report less burden. But in this case, the idea is knowing that, no? What kind of coping strategies use it, or if there are differences in what kind of strategies they use. No? And in this point, there is not difference in active, no? They use it all, but the carers with a weak SOC or sense of coherence need some space to avoid the problems, to forget that they have that problem, that situation, right, in this case. And for that, they use all of these other passive or negative strategies, no? Like substance abuse or needing more instrumental support. No? And this is the most important part of this small study.
Okay, thank you. There are any other comments about this? If not, I think we can go to Luis Zacharias.
So just to introduce the poster, to say that associations between the sense of coherence and several health behaviors and perceptions have been previously reported. And we thought that a deeper knowledge of these relationships may provide evidence to guide health promotion strategies. So with this work, we intended to assess how the self-perceived health is related to the overall sense of coherence score and to each to each one of its theoretical dimensions, considered separately. So to this end, we analyzed a sample of 546 individuals who were interviewed during the seventh wave of the Survey of Health, Aging and Retirement in Europe, the SHARE study, and live within the province of Girona. So we have the people we interviewed in Girona were given administered a 13-item questionnaire to measure their sense of coherence. And the information about the self-perceived health and the coverage we corrected for, or the confounding variables we corrected for, were probed during the main SHARE interview. That it's a standardized interview that's doing the same internationally. So with this data, we fit binomial logistic models, including self-perceived health as the dependent variable in a dichotomous way, whether the participant reported an excellent, very good, or good, or a poor or fair health status, representing like reporting good health status or a fair or poor health status. So then the sense of coherence in one model and the separate dimensions in other models were included as the independent variables. And then we estimated and then interpret the effects of these variables on the probability of reporting a good self-reported health and while correcting for other confounding variables such as age and gender, disability and morbidity. So in this table, you can see our results. And just to comment them, we found that the SOC score is possibly associated with a better self-perceived health, even when we control for confounding variables. And then in another model in which we separated the SOC score into three different variables, which are just the sum of the other three, of the three dimensions, we found that the manageability had a significant effect on the probability of reporting a good self-reported health, even if adjusting for other variables, as you can see here. And that's all. As a conclusion, we can just say that manageability appears to be the main factor of the SOC scale that influences the most the probability of reporting that is more related to reporting a good self-perceived health, and it can be an interesting target to act or to intervene in order to improve self-perceived health as a health promotion strategy. And that's our presentation. But
are some comments or questions? If not, I always have some, it's not really doubts, but this interesting problem with the dimension of the SOC. And sometimes we are not very sure if there is really this difference among dimensions. But why do you have any idea why you think that manageability could be more important compared with the other dimensions?
Well, I guess that manageability, if I understood it correctly, is like the way each individual lives with specific situations in difficulties during their life, if I'm correct. So we had the hypothesis that maybe because you can I can find the appropriate word in English, like to deal, to deal with it, it allows you to deal better, these skills allow you to deal better with your health condition maybe. So you even have a perception of having a better health because you actually deal better with this health status you have, whether it's good or bad.
Okay, thank you. Some other comments about this? If not, probably we can go to the next presentation. And I'm trying, so I will have to try to use this. I'm trying to move different things in my computer in this moment. There I am. Yes. So I think for our next presentation, Claudia Meroni would prefer if I can share. Is it correct?
Okay, so good morning, everyone. I'm Claudia Meroni, and I'm presenting this contribution that focuses on working groups, health promotion, and digital challenges during the pandemic. It's more of a qualitative experimentation, since working groups are one of the main health promotion programs implemented by Milan Local Health Agency in community settings. And by 2020, 169 working groups were activated in Milan area, involving more than 7,000 participants, mostly over 65 years of age. And working groups are an evidence-based and equity-oriented activity, since they are accessible to almost everyone, result in increased physical activity levels, and are a great opportunity to socialize. Those determining numerous health benefits and preventing chronic diseases. But due to the restriction to contain COVID-19, traditional working groups had to be suspended, especially because elder people, of course, are a group at risk. And so the aim of this poster is describing how activities have been adapted, not only to keep people physically active and support them during the crisis, but also to maintain the engagement and the network built within the community over the years. So to keep in touch with the workers community, new communication strategies were developed, including the use of IT technologies and social media, to which participants were not familiar given their age. A weekly newsletter was created, initially thought to deliver guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID. But over time, many health topics were introduced, ranging from psychological well-being to tutorials to stay active during isolation. We also developed a questionnaire and started proposing focus groups that were used to monitor the process and perform a needs assessment. And this let us switch from an emergency approach to a shared proactive process with the contribution of local stakeholders, and thanks to the feedbacks by the participants that suggested new needs to be addressed consistently with the rapidly changing pandemic context. Specifically, the role of working leaders, who are trained workers who usually lead the groups, was valorized and was strategic in disseminating health messages. And they became true stay-at-home leaders, or as we like to call them, senior influencers. And their engagement was maintained, and sensitive health topics as gambling were tackled and introduced over time, raising awareness, informing, and strengthening personal skills. Efforts were also made to improve digital skills that emerged as a key element in supporting the community. So to conclude, this experience made very clear that digitalization has become a topic that health promotion needs to address alongside other health issues, even if this was not the case in the past. that the pandemic sped up the acquisition of digital skills, even in older age groups, and that socialization is the most important need and the key driver of walking activities, even if it seems weird. So therefore, post-COVID adaptation will take into account these findings and focus on the offer of social and maybe also digital opportunities and active citizenship actions that can go beyond and integrate the regular working groups activity. I hope
you
can hear me and see everything.
Yeah. No, I remember that, I don't know if you were in Trondheim or someone else from your group was in Trondheim 3 years ago.
Yeah, a colleague was in the previous conference.
So what is interesting,
I wasn't that there.
All these things are still very active, I realize. So it's there is also good sustainability.
Yeah, they're active, they're getting bigger and bigger, and trying to adapt to what happened in the past years that make Trondheim seem very far from today.
Yeah, but do you think that this could be also useful in the future, so that you learn to do something that can be useful also without restrictions?
Yeah, for sure. We will try to, since we noticed that socialization is like the biggest part of working activities, of working groups, the core component, we will try to offer them more opportunities that go in this direction. And also we are trying to provide activities that tackle the problem of digitalization that in older groups has become the main health issue, even if it doesn't look like an health issue.
Okay, other comments about this? I think we have different ways, but some more related with directly with SOC and salutogenesis, and this more related with trying to cope. But always we are seeing how health promotion is coping with different situations. And now we can go to the last poster. Maybe you can out. Thank you. Stella Georgieva, I saw you were in chat.
Hello. I sent my videos in advance. May you use them?
It is
number 200. It is number 200.
If you can do this directly, it will be easier. If not, I have your poster here, because I realized that I have some problems in showing videos with audio.
So I'll should try to share my screen, yes?
Yes, this is would be better.
Okay, dear participants, dear colleagues, my name is Stella Georgieva, representing Medical University Pleven, Bulgaria. My report was titled Aging Workforce and Workplace Health Promotion in Bulgaria. The global process of population aging and changes in labor force participation models increase the median age of working population. Bulgaria is one of the most aging countries in the world. In addition, the increasing retirement age, low birth rate, and low demographic replacement rate leads to increasing number and proportion of employed at age over 60, even over 65, and inevitably affect workplace health promotion. The aim of this report is to analyze whether employers assess specific health promotion needs of older workers and whether they have willingness to adapt working conditions to them. Data were collected by semi-structured interview in three focus groups during the annual trainings of workers on health and safety at work. These trainings are obligatory in Bulgaria according to the Bulgarian legislation. The analysis also is based on data of a pan-European survey on occupational safety and health, Bulgarian part of this survey, directed by European Agency for Safety and Health at Work. Results are visible on the screen. More than half of employers, about 58%, think that older workers are less productive, less adaptable to changes in the workplace, and confirm the necessity of programs and policies which make working environment more friendly to old workers. You let's see a place of Bulgaria. At this graph, it is here, 58% of employers. At the same time, organizations which already implement such policies is low in most of European countries. It varies from 1% to about 24%, especially in Bulgaria, only 4% of companies adapt health promotion activities to older workers. In conclusion, let's say that employers in Bulgaria don't have a clear vision of the degree and intensity of aging process of working population. Although they are aware of the risk to which workers over the age of 60 are exposed, implementation of health promotion programs in workplace addressing to the specific needs of older workers is not a widespread practice. And of course, it should be improved. Thank you for your attention.
Some comments from the other participants. If not, I have a question. I think this is very interesting, probably. This is something that could be interesting for not only for Bulgaria, but also for other countries. And where do you think that there are the main obstacles in this direction? Is employers, maybe also employees, or where?
To create safety environment and healthy working environment is shared responsibility of employers and employees and government. And maybe there are different problems. For example, attitude to health promotion is not at high level. There is a misunderstanding maybe of the concept of health promotion. Maybe also employees are not so responsible for their health. Employers also are not ready, maybe are not ready to put into practice specific special policies and programs to improve a health environment. A complex problem is this. A problem comes from different sides in this.
This is clear.
Yes.
As very often.
And there are very, very interesting data in internet databases, data from a pan-European survey on this problem for many countries, maybe for all European countries. And if somebody interested about the situation in his or her own country, data are available.
Okay, thank you. Maybe you can go out from the screen. And I don't know if there are general comments about the different presentations from the audience. Okay, we are again here. Do you see something that can be generalized in, it's clear that we have a very different presentation from very different situation. Maybe the most general thing I could tell is how much health promotion can be useful in different situations, practically from aging to walking, aging, disease, walking. And so how health promotion can be everywhere. I don't know if someone else would like to add something. If not, I think that we have also one poster less, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but at the end of the day, probably it's also possible that there are some problems. And maybe if there are not other comments of intervention, we can close the session, and we'll see again tomorrow morning for the next plenary. Thanks to everybody to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.